Welcome to Fights of the Round Table. We are doing an episode today where we are going to debate the greatest Disney animal sidekick. So these are sidekicks to, like, at least mostly human characters.
Oid-ish.
Yeah. And so we have these seated 1 through 16.
But how do we know who's here, Matt?
What's up? Oh, I guess I should introduce everyone.
I can't believe you would have forgotten that. I would have never done that.
That's factual. You would have never done it. So, all right, I have no idea the correct order. So, to my left, John Avery.
What's up?
Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
Joel Martin.
Hello.
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
And I'm Matt Swearingen. Ayo.
There you go.
Nice.
So let's just dive right in. Splash. I don't think this really needs any explanation beyond
that. No, I mean, other than what we talked about before, there's a little bit of liberties here because of the number of contestants versus what we were talking about in terms of...
Do you need to preface what Disney is for anybody? Or?
Disney is it's a large company. They make movies.
They run the entire world.
So these are from animated movies. They are animal or fictitious animal.
Animalish.
So
no Pixar, no Marvel, no Fox Studios, right? Just Disney animated.
As far as I'm aware.
Okay, cool.
So we'll find out if I'm wrong at some point, but whatever. All right, so round one is Sven versus Pua. Sven is the reindeer from Frozen. Pua
is the pig that had like a minute and a half screen time on Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I already know who I'm picking.
Yeah, me too.
I think we all know who we're picking. I would hope.
Pua.
Yeah.
And we're going 5-0 Sven?
5-0 Sven.
All right, cool. 5-0 Sven. And we'll just keep advancing. Hey, you stole my pen earlier. Can I have that back?
I didn't touch your pen.
Oh.
It's on the ground.
Got it. All right, cool. I have it back now. All right, up next.
I think you can figure that one out just by looking at it.
Yeah.
I feel like the listeners were very worried about the status of the pen.
They were concerned. They were like, man, oh no, if we don't have the pen, how will this
the entire episode will derail.
Oh yeah. That's
well, I guess we're done. Thanks for joining us, and until next week.
All right, up next we got Flounder from The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And Pegasus from Hercules.
Oh. So let's see the useless flopping fish.
Doesn't even look like a real flounder.
He doesn't look like a flounder.
No, not at all. He's got his eyes on different sides of his head.
When I was older and saw a picture of a flounder for the first time, I was like, wait, no, what?
That's not right. Colors are wrong and everything.
All right, so what is the category here? Are we saying best, favorite?
Yeah, it's best.
Best.
Okay. Best.
Best. All right.
And the Pegasus is...
way better.
Way better.
Yeah.
Over flounder.
Horses are great. Flying horses, even greater.
It's been a while, but I'm fairly confident that flounder is very whiny.
Yeah.
I'm not basing that off a lot other than just he's flounder. He seems whiny.
Yeah. He's essentially just like a clinger on, like just did whatever.
He just kind of follows around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Pegasus.
Pegasus.
5-0. All right. Up next.
At this rate, we're going to be done pretty early.
I know. We're cruising through these. We have Baloo versus Raja.
All right. Ooh. All right. Ooh. Now, this is the first.
Yes.
Like.
Baloo, obviously more integral to the story.
Yes.
Like,
well, Raja doesn't speak.
Yeah.
Which I think...
And I don't know that he ever actually does anything either, because I'm trying to think of... Doesn't he just get turned into like a little toy or baby cat or something?
It's a
like
baby cat kind of scenario.
Baby kitten, which is cute.
Right, yes. And like, it's a tiger. I'm still on board with tiger. But,
also, like, he does show emotion.
Yes.
Where she like talks to him and he like kind of defends her.
I was going to say, he gets his point across when he doesn't talk, which is powerful.
Yes.
But how does he help? Because sidekick has to help.
That's true.
Right. And as a sidekick, I think helping is one of the bare necessities.
the bare necessities is pretty essential in this argument, honestly.
That right there is an amazing argument.
When I started thinking of Raja, honestly, I mean, you mentioned Flounder. Raja, for not talking, he's kind of whiny. Like, in terms of helping stuff, like, he's like, Marr! All the time. He's just ticked off of, like, Jasmine, you're such a bad princess. Just marry a king or whatever, you know? A prince, sir. He'll be a sultan.
Yeah, I think that's what happens in the movie.
I'm
ready.
Josh's argument right there wins it for me.
You're ready? Let's actually vote this one. John?
And go Baloo.
Baloo.
How else would you scratch your back, right? Baloo. Yeah.
I'm going to give Raja one.
Really?
I'm going to give Raja two. Just
ooh. Wow. I almost did that too.
Because three people already voted.
Here we go again. You guys are just throw one out there. It's a good John Lennon loses.
I'm going to be really honest. If you had voted Raja, I would have voted Baloo.
Yes. So, I figured.
All right. We have up next Abu.
Yes.
From Aladdin.
Yeah. The monkey.
Tight.
And Jock from Cinderella. He's a mouse.
It's one of the mouse.
This
the worst.
It's not
one
of the
mouse. It's the worst one. It's the worst one.
One of the mouses and the one that I don't remember.
Yeah. Versus Abu.
Versus Abu, who has a sword. You idiot. We all have swords. It's one of my favorite lines.
It's Abu.
Yeah. It's Abu. Right? It's Abu. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Even when he doesn't want to share his food with the poor kids. I hear you.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, he's a tight monkey.
Scarcity,
I mean,
man.
He does it. He just...
Reluctantly.
He's reluctant.
He doesn't want to.
Yeah, and I get it.
I mean, if you were hungry, you probably wouldn't want to either.
Yeah, he's poor. He's a poor kid, too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but apparently you don't care
he's
about
a
him.
He's a little monkey, and he's just hungry, and just worked really hard for that food.
Really hard. King of Thieves, yeah.
Oh. All right, up next is Mushu.
Yes.
Versus Flitz. Flitz is the hummingbird in Pocahontas, and I feel like the fact that I have to tell you that decides this round for us, but...
I mean, it's Mushu. I feel like that decided the round to begin with, but...
Are we all Mushu?
Mushu.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're just cruising here. All right, now, this is one that I don't think will require debate either. Gus...
Way to prep it for us.
This is Gus versus Heihei.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, what's your opinion, Josh?
Listen, I know I'm invalid. One of the very few people who love Heihei, but I think he's hilarious, and he brings comic relief.
Probably because you guys are both on the same level. So
maybe.
So I thought Heihei was funny and stuff, and I knew a guy named Gus Gus that I despise, but that's a good mouse. Like, he's got a good heart. He's always, like, helping. Remember, like, him trying to get the stairs and all this stuff? Like, I don't know. He's, yeah, just,
he's like a chubby mouse climbing up the stairs and, like half the movie.
Yeah,
he, like,
yeah,
exactly, almost gets eaten movie. By a cat.
He's got so much soul.
He almost gets eaten by Lucifer trying to help out Cinderella. Like,
she makes him the little shirt, and like the little shirt is little on him. Like,
he's like, meep, meep, meep. He's all cute and is talking. That's a cute mouse, dude. Heihei, dude, chop him up and eat him. You're not going to eat Gus
versus,
Gus.
We're talking about Gus Gus here.
Yeah. There's not. Yeah, you're going to eat. there's not enough meat on Heihei to make it worth
yeah,
killing,
plus it's tainted.
To be honest with you.
That's true.
Right, he's even useless at that.
There's way more meat on Gus Gus.
yeah, but Boat Snack is a great nickname.
It's true.
He brings a lot of comic relief. And that's really all I got.
And he doesn't help in any way.
Who wears a shirt better?
It's funny and also, I just like Gus Gus better.
I do too. He's a good soul.
I do think it's funny that Gus Gus and Heihei are in the same matchup.
It feels right.
Yeah.
It feels right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm less likely to have nightmares from Gus. Like,
I'll vote first. I'm going to go Gus. Edson?
Gus Gus.
Gus Gus.
Boo. Heihei.
Gus.
Hey.
All right. Gus Gus moves on.
Guys, I don't know what
you're
talking
about. Up next is Miko versus Archimedes.
Miko is from Pocahontas, the raccoon, and Archimedes.
The raccoon is the owl.
Just keeps stuffing his mouth with the crackers.
From
Sword
and the Stone.
Mm.
If you have not seen Sword and the Stone recently, go back and watch it just for Archimedes.
Yes. I mean, it's a lesser known movie, though, unfortunately.
It is.
Yeah.
But he's still the better character here.
I've seen Pocahontas way more than Sword of the Stone.
Sorry to hear that.
No, I hear you. It's sad. Sword of the Stone's good.
And Pocahontas is fine, but Sword and Stone is legitimately a good movie.
Well, it's history, so.
That's true.
Miko,
yeah. John Smith?
Miko befriends the little dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the end. He doesn't quite befriend
him. He steals so many crackers.
Yeah.
Yes. I love
thief.
Raccoons stealing things. Just like,
yeah. I love little tree panda.
Almost humanoid hands.
Little bandits.
Yes.
I think Archimedes is hilarious, and I love how grumpy he is the whole time. And he plays a great opposite to Merlin. And I think he actually brings more to the movie overall than a raccoon.
I have seen Sword in the Stone, but it has been a really long time.
Same.
Like, there was one I should have probably done research on for this if we had proper time.
Should we pause it and watch it for an hour and a half now and come back?
It would have been Archimedes. So,
is that a speaking role?
Yes.
I'm assuming. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like wise and stuff, right?
Yeah, very smart. Yeah.
I mean, he's an owl. It's the whole general.
Yeah.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably...
Don't roll your eyes at me, Edson.
Just from just like pure
Taking
childhood.
Spider-Man around instead.
Have good memories of him.
So
makes him better to me.
Of Archimedes?
No.
Oh,
Nico.
Same. And I just to get it right, I Googled Archimedes real fast. He looks angry in a lot of pictures.
Yeah, he's very grumpy.
Yeah.
He's a grumpy owl who eventually turns.
I had a mean
becomes,
dad, so I don't
He becomes. He befriends.
At least you knew your father,
Arthur. He's important to King Arthur becoming King Arthur. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
saves his life multiple times.
Yeah, but King Arthur becomes King Arthur and all, but can he paint with all the colors of the wind? So I don't
know. Whoa! And does he have tiny hands?
Lawyered, double lawyered.
I feel like we're fights of the Round Table. King Arthur was.
Does Archimedes round table. Steal a lot of cookies?
No.
Well, I don't. That's. I mean.
I mean, if you want to befriend thieves, then that's on you. But
you're
probably
going to
be beneficial for me.
I'm voting Miko here.
Wrong. Well,
Josh.
Archimedes all the way.
John.
Miko.
Raccoons can't
Miko.
Fly.
Miko.
I'm gonna go with Archimedes.
Because you're right.
All right.
That's why.
Good for you guys.
Hey, and Archimedes. Why am I even here? Why am I even here?
All right, we ask that question all the time.
Is, this kind of is just the way it landed.
Seating is hard, people.
This is Maximus versus Pascal.
Oh, that is not right.
I think this is actually really easy.
Yeah, it's incredibly easy.
Yeah, it's Maximus.
Yeah,
100%.
100% Maximus.
But
Pascal's
I really
cool,
feel like Pascal shouldn't have been knocked out in the first round when he had other.
Seating's hard.
That's what happens.
We're all Maximus.
I don't think there's any like really major repercussions of this. Like, don't take it too hard. It's fine.
What are you implying? Are you implying that our podcast doesn't matter?
Not what I said.
I said, what are you implying? Not what did you say?
All right. let's move on. Let's move on to the next one.
Lawyer me.
Did we vote on that one?
Sorry. Mildly. Let's do it real quick. All in favor of Pascal?
Great.
Cool. Maximus wins 5-0.
Silence in an audio podcast is always my favorite.
Yeah,
that means
gets
we did
the message across.
It really,
like
it really lets the audience know, like, oh, wow. They did really none of them.
Mm-hmm. John, can you put in crickets in
I
post?
Could. I don't know if I want to.
We communicated by silence just like Raja does.
Not even a single one.
No.
It's a crick.
All right. So that was a like a lightning
first round.
I think that's
a record for us.
Which I'm kind of about.
I really think I'm going to be able to get home and have some dinner.
That's been faster than some of our actual lightning rounds.
Yes, that's factual.
Well, but yes, but our lightning rounds are 32.
Hey, that's true.
So
that's true. Sorry. All right, so here's where the debating begins, in my opinion, probably. This is Fen versus Pegasus.
Oh. Whoa. Noble steeds all around.
They are.
But one acts like a dog, kind of. Right, I think Sven, not as
Pegasus
much as...
Pegasus does, too.
Does he?
Yes. I've watched Hercules recently.
Sven can't fly.
Right.
He jumps over that.
He probably knows a reindeer that could, though.
He does. Oh. He jumps real good. And he can pull ice like nobody's business. So,
are you implying that all reindeer know each other?
Well,
yep.
Potentially.
Mm. In Germany. Or wherever that takes place.
I don't think Rudolph lives in Germany.
I thought you're from Nordica.
Nordica. 23andMe.
Well, you're from Norwegian.
Oh, man. Reindeers are better than people.
Well, yes.
Is a great song.
Oh, yes. I thought we were just making commentary. Yeah.
And
which one's the big, big, funny reindeer looking fella? That's Sven. Oh. And what's the other one's name? Sven. Oh, that's convenient. So
he talks through other people.
Yes, through Kristoff.
Yeah.
So Kristoff channels the spirit, the animal spirit of Sven.
Kristoff's the vessel.
No, spirit is a whole other
movie.
In
the second movie, he's like, "Is it weird that I do this?"
The second movie's killer,
which is just so good that he's like, "Is this weird?"
I mean, overall, that's a killer movie.
But
I'll take your word for
it. I really like Pegasus better as an overall character is the thing. Like,
why?
I feel that he actually, I mean, he helps. He's got more character, and like you see him wrestling with Hercules at a couple points. He does kind of have the same kind of dog-like characteristics. He goes to rescue Hercules. I mean, there's one, like, whenever, what is it, the chick's name, Peg?
Meg.
Yeah. She, he knocks her off and like, laughs whenever she says that she hates flying, mm-hmm. so he takes off faster. He does a lot of things that are very humorous and part of what a sidekick, a good wingman would do.
When is the last time you saw Hercules?
Like 6 months ago.
Okay. When's the last time you saw Frozen?
Probably also about 6 months ago.
That's tight. Like I say, because this is similar to Sword of the Stone thing for me. Yeah. I haven't seen Hercules. I have kids right now. First one being a girl. I've seen Frozen 150 times in the last.
I think what helps Pegasus, like it's clear that both of them have strong bonds with their people.
Yeah.
But we see the relationship grow with Pegasus and Hercules. Like he gets him as a little baby Pegasus.
Right.
Well, and then he doesn't have him for like
forever.
Most of his life.
But as soon as they see each other again, instant friendship again, like they had never been apart.
He's there for his training, right? When he gets with
yes.
Phil, right? Like,
yeah.
You get to see, and like it's a montage, but he's there helping him become the hero that he is.
Josh, you're doing research over there, it looks like, at least.
No, he's...
I am. But I don't think it's going to sway me one way or another, to be honest with you. Sven. For me, it's just Sven. I think that it is a... He epitomizes what a friend would be. And when I'm looking for a sidekick...
Big, smelly, mute.
Yeah. I think that he's more of a friend who's going to help me along the way, as a sidekick should, than... Well, I'm not going to say than any other one that we're talking about, but it's up there.
So I was on Sven, but in my research just now, there's a still shot of baby Pegasus and baby Hercules.
Mm-hmm. It's real cute.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
It's real cute.
Ugh, forgot about that.
Yeah. It pulls at the heartstrings.
Mm-hmm. It is cute.
So,
but Pegasus can fly, so there's that.
I'm just saying.
Flying's not everything.
So I think... So Pegasus is super elite
mm-hmm.
in like the fact that he's a flying horse.
Correct.
Right?
Inability.
But do you think that Pegasus means as much to Hercules. As Sven means to Kristoff?
I think
so. Who loses more if they lose their sidekick?
Ooh.
Because, like, I think Hercules could still be Hercules without Pegasus.
See, the problem with that is that...
But I don't know that Kristoff could still be Kristoff without Sven.
That's true, but Kristoff is also not the lead character in that story. So you're talking about the sidekick of
I don't know who is the lead character in that story. I'm still very confused about it.
I think it's you, Matt. I think we just internalize that I am...
The lead character in that story is either Anna or... what's the other chick's name?
Elsa.
Elsa, I would first say of all, Elsa. Is the main character.
I thought it was just Cold.
She's the whole person that has the powers and created the Frozen Wonderland and then had to run away and then had to come back. And then
that was originally written in as a villain and then they changed their mind. So no, I'm going to say maybe not.
We really like Let It Go. We'll make her a hero too.
They Let It Go? Interesting.
Yep.
Anyway.
Cute, fun. I liked it.
I don't like
it. All right, let's vote.
True
let's love's do it.
Kiss could be sisters.
John?
I'm going Pegasus.
Josh?
Sven.
Joel?
I'm Joel. Sven.
I'm Joel.
I know your name.
I know. It's just because of the pause point.
I'm Joel.
Eddie?
Good job, buddy. Eddie?
Good enough for me. Pegasus.
Is that 2-2?
Yeah. It's all you, Matt.
It's all wow. You.
I'm sorry, John.
Matty Swags.
Sven.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Saw that coming.
Oh, yeah. Man. My chest hurts so good.
All right. Up next is Baloo versus Abu.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. I love Baloo. Yeah. I always have. But I don't know that I have much... I guess, for me, Abu was just... He was fun. He was there. Would the movie have been any different... I should say, any worse without him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In terms of him being a sidekick.
He is not only a monkey, but he turns into an elephant, and he's still trying to peel the banana.
It's so good when he's trying to peel the banana as an elephant.
Mm-hmm. So if you took Abu out, the movie's ruined.
He's a lot of the heart of that movie.
Correct.
But Genie in that specific movie fills some of the...
Having your back.
Yeah.
Comedic friend.
Sidekicky. Like sidekicky he's going to help. Role. Right?
Well, they have each other's back. He's going to set him
he's
free.
He's the most powerful one in the movie, so. But yeah. Sure.
Right.
Mm. Power does not always equal like main character.
Right. Right.
Well, no.
I watched both those movies recently. Both of them kind of drug on longer than they should have, to be honest.
Wait, you're saying that Aladdin drug on longer than it should have?
I don't know. I mean,
we're not talking
like
about the live action one, are we?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Good.
I wouldn't
good
do
choice.
That. I'm stuck in 1993 or whenever it came out.
Preach. Yeah, I think Baloo, if you take Baloo out of that movie, it's a completely different movie altogether, and it's well, not.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that.
It really? Is. It's true. And the monkey. See, that was all about Abu until you said that. I was like, oh, if you take him out, like, you still would have a movie.
You would. Movie
wouldn't be nearly as good.
No, I agree. I like
it. It would take a hit. It would take a hit, but it would not take the hit that Jungle Book would without Baloo.
Right, because can you imagine Mowgli, like, sitting there just talking to nobody in the woods? Is that not how it would work?
That's probably how
What's the
that's
Panthers?
More
what's
no. Oh, crap.
Najira?
Nope.
Night.
Nope. Doggone it.
No,
I keep thinking of Shere Khan.
Bagheera.
Yeah.
Bagheera.
Close, yeah.
That panda.
It would just be Bagheera.
Right.
And that doesn't, it's well, not the same.
And then King Louis would eventually show up.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But
that's a bad end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
those monkeys
no, you
were
can't
scary
have
too, just like those buzzards. That's whoa. A scary movie.
It's,
oh, yeah.
The monkeys are terrifying.
Yeah. Yes.
Like Wizard of Oz.
All right. And just for that, I'm going to vote Baloo.
But does Baloo have
Joel?
A tiny hat?
I know. This is so hard for
ooh,
me.
The hat game. Oh, no. This is a
and
whole new
a,
conversation.
He has a vest, doesn't he?
Yeah,
the
he
vest
has a little
and
fez, yeah.
Yes.
And we talked about the Gus Gus shirts. Tiny outfits obviously matter, I guess. Ouch.
Cuteness matters, I feel like, on this, so.
And he's got the little vest.
Yeah. I was Aladdin for Halloween once. I was never Mowgli, mainly because you can't just wear underwear.
Challenge accepted.
So you're going, are you going to Boo? Oh,
man. This is one of the harder ones for me because I do like Baloo. I like the bare necessities and scratching your back on a tree is important, especially because you used to get in trouble for scratching each other's backs at Northwest Baptist Church in school as a kid. You weren't allowed to touch each other's backs.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Right. Yep.
Okay, we'll leave that one on therapy couch. Let's move on to vote.
Abu.
Oh, no.
Edson.
Abu.
Oh, my God.
Josh?
It's Baloo.
Baloo.
Boom.
Boom.
Honestly, like...
I voted, right? I already said Baloo?
Yeah.
All right, good.
And I feel okay with that. When I said Abu, like, it still hurt me. Like, it would hurt either way, I think. So I respect that.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. Mm-hmm. She honestly did a good enough... She did a good job seeding these, our bracket.
Yeah, no.
Who shall remain nameless.
You're like, way to bring that up.
Unless later you want credit, in which case John will edit in this part. Abby.
and that will not be changed. That's exactly what it's going to sound like when someone
blame
listens.
It out.
Yep.
You're just gonna protection. Did someone just get a collect call during this podcast?
Oh, man. Because like these second round matchups are way tougher than the first ones. Because up next is not that tough. But I think it is. Mushu versus Gus Gus. I love Gus Gus so much, guys. I didn't realize how much I loved him
right.
until I started making this bracket. Well, I didn't make the until I started like looking through this bracket and mm-hmm. drawing out the bracket. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I was like, "Man, I really love Gus Gus."
The funny thing is, when he says he drew out the bracket, he actually drew each character instead of writing their names.
Yeah,
it took forever.
The shading is unreal.
A lot of editing, right.
art.
We'll definitely just take a picture of it and show it everyone on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Right. It won't look exactly like we just took pictures from the internet and copy pasted, right?
Yeah, won't look like that at all.
Wait, it won't look like that?
Okay. Shh.
Mushu Gus Gus.
Oh,
I'm all team Mushu.
It's Mushu all the way.
Mm. I'm with you, Matt. Actually, I think Gus Gus is better. It's a better character. He's more of the heart of what the movie is.
Whoa!
Supposed to be.
Mushu
just said
Mushu
in the last.
Drags so hard. He drags so hard. Like, honestly, remove him from the movie and, like, Mulan's a better character.
No, she's not.
Like, if anything, he keeps her from realizing her full potential sooner.
One. And two, everyone in that movie is Asian, except for the voice of that comedic black guy.
Diversity?
I'm a huge fan of Gus Gus. Honestly, I don't even like Mulan that much.
Does he say anything besides Gus Gus?
I don't think he does.
I think he just says Gus Gus the whole movie.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that we're saying that Gus Gus is a better sidekick than Mushu. Like,
sell me on it.
That's what I'm trying to do. Hold on.
Mushu has amazing lines. He's like, you lied to me?
He has great lines.
What are you, a cow? Or what are you, a sheep? He turns to, like, he has these great lines. He's like, fine, you know what? You don't need my help. Then dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow, dishonor your whole family. He's got great lines.
That's a great whole line, the dishonor thing. So I guess my problem is with a lot of these movies is, like, I've seen Cinderella way more than Mulan. So before we start talking about this today, I'd forgotten all about.
She says, my ancestor sent a lizard. I'm a dragon. A dragon. That's I don't do that tongue thing.
It is funny.
I think I'm with you, Joel. Like, I've seen Cinderella a million times, and I've only seen Mulan a couple times.
You've
myself.
Dressed like Cinderella a million times.
So I looked
a different
up
thing altogether.
I looked up Gus Gus quotes since we were going that, and one is da, 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 da. And happy birthday or whatever. I think is.
I just think it's so good. I love Gus Gus so much. John, changed my mind because I know you want to.
Yeah, I know. Part of it's Eddie Murphy playing the character, like, that is comedic gold.
Mm-hmm.
He's sent from their ancestors.
That's tight.
He is sacred. He is reluctant, but I don't think that holds Mulan back.
Yeah, he puts on the fake armor, and mm-hmm. if he hadn't intervened in that way, they never would have gone to war at the time that they did, and it would have been a non-factor. Like, he makes up the whole, like, causes the guy to, like, oh, we're supposed to go right now. And they come across the town that had been obliterated. And they come in contact with the Mongol forces.
They also used him to light a bunch of, like, mortars and fireworks, too.
Yeah.
He's a lighter.
Take him out of.
A very funny lighter.
Yeah.
He's a good character. Can we do this exact same list, but we can do it to fight to the death?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's a very different conversation.
Yeah, yeah, but definitely. I kind of want to have it as soon as we're done
Boo
with
versus
this.
Baloo.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Raja would destroy Baloo.
I don't know, man.
Ooh, that would actually be really good. That would not have to be a first-round matchup.
No, yeah, you couldn't do that.
Honestly, so. All
and right. Then we have a dragon that breathes fire, right?
Oh, guys.
Small fire, but yes.
Mushu's getting destroyed by somebody. Like,
saying.
Sorry.
The fire-breathing thing, I think, is a big deal when it comes to hand-to-hand combat on things that are covered in fur.
Can Abu go back and forth between monkey and elephant?
And said, we have to finish this.
Yeah, sorry.
No, let's just vote the winner and move on, and let's do the fight thing, because that seems like
that seems like a way better. I want to have that discussion right now. Right,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah, he can definitely go back and forth.
That's a tight thing. So in that case, Gus Gus sucks.
But elephants are afraid of mice.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Back. Especially ones in shirts.
But are monkeys just in the form of elephants afraid of mice?
Yeah, because he doesn't necessarily know that he's
yeah,
supposed to be afraid
of bananas
mouse.
And stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate this elephant body. I still got a monkey mind.
Do elephants not like bananas?
I don't own a monkey or an elephant.
I've seen a lot of animated elephants. Never seen them eating bananas except for this
they
one.
They eat a lot of peanuts, so. And peanut butter goes great with bananas.
Yeah. Mm. So therefore, they're almost the same animal.
I'm just labeling this as two different episodes.
Yeah. This is
just splice it all together.
They did two episodes and they're 30 minutes each. Weird.
Busch Gardens is Busch Gardens Africa, and those are Asian elephants. Just so you know.
Yeah, it's so annoying because they're like little tiny elephants,
right? Because you can't keep African elephants in custody.
They're
like
huge.
Custody.
Okay, but speaking of theme parks, how great would it be if all the mice at Disney World were wearing shirts?
That'd be the best, right?
That's fine.
Oh, it is important stuff.
I think you guys have actually changed my mind, though.
Cool.
I don't know. But cool.
I think I'm going Mushu.
John.
Mushu. Oh.
Joel.
Mushu is a better character.
Yes.
I was so worried.
Edson.
I was seriously worried.
Mushu. I'm going Gus Gus.
Yeah, you should. I love him. Yeah. I just.
It's fair. I'm not. I'd have been okay if Gus won, too.
If I would have known these guys would have done three, I would have gone one for Gus
yeah,
too.
He's I love fun. Him.
Yeah, he's great. I love him, too.
All right, we got Miko and Maximus.
No, it's easy. Yeah, Maximus.
I'm ready.
A sword-fighting horse.
Does anyone want to make an argument for Miko?
I just love him. He's a raccoon. He's tight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan.
Real cute. Love raccoons.
Yeah, really cute. I like calling out canoes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he steals cookies.
Trash
it's great.
Panda.
Yay. But do you want to make an argument for him over Maximus?
Oh, no.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, now we have Sven going up against Baloo.
Well, Baloo has claws.
So he can climb a tree. You see, right, so Baloo can get the higher ground and then jump down on top of the horse. Cool.
It's actually a really good strategy.
No. He jumps down onto the reindeer who has antlers.
Yes. A bear jumping on top of a
You know the
reindeer.
Antlers don't cover his entire body, right?
You're thinking of a porcupine, man.
Right. So,
wait, what can Sven scratch his own back?
Yeah,
I mean, he's got to learn.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't do the whole thing, but he can do parts of it.
Most of it.
Well, his antlers are getting in the way.
He has Kristoff there to help him with the rest.
It's true. Okay, so Sven...
Good
Baloo.
Argument.
Sven is forever loyal. He is, I think, more of a true sidekick than Baloo.
Because Baloo is a teacher.
Was Baloo ever out for his own gains, though? Is he like a sketchy bear?
He's a little bit sketchy, is he not?
No.
He's
whatever.
So.
I don't think he's also in it for Mowgli's gains. Like, I think he's just kind of like.
Whatever feels good. He was there for what
I think
feels
by
good.
And he's in it for Mowgli's.
I think the whole time he's trying to help him.
I think he's in it for whatever's fun in the moment.
At the end of the day, he was in it for what's in the moment of like, hey, this is what feels good. I'm enjoying this. And then he's like, oh, I really do like this kid. Like,
he also knows that Mowgli's got no chance on his own.
Like, yeah.
Yes. But what is it Bagheera?
Bagheera.
Bagheera. Doesn't like he has to like convince him that like being with Mowgli is a dangerous and also that Mowgli needs to be with people. And he's like, no, I could do this. I could be
it's
a parent.
It's fine.
Like, as, like on a dare kind of thing. Not because he wanted to take responsibility for him.
I will tell you, this is reminding me that I need to watch Jungle Book again.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's been far too long.
So, I would rather see... No,
this is hard.
Okay,
like
so I'm going to do the same thing I did before. If you take Sven out of the movie, you take Baloo out of the movie.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't feel like that's a
both are
terrible argument for the rest
huge,
of this fight
huge
because
detrimental for both. I think.
Well, why Sven?
Kristoff? Because Kristoff is like Anna's dude. He's kind of a hero in the movie. He helps out on a lot of different things. And without Sven,
who's going to pull the sled?
Kristoff's nothing. He doesn't. He doesn't even make it anywhere anymore.
Are those wolves?
Emotionally and physically? Which those are the two most important things of your being.
Yeah.
The emotional and the physical.
He is the emotional. He is the Jiminy Cricket. He, without any words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no words.
For Kristoff.
Nice description.
Why is Jiminy Cricket out of this?
And.
Yeah, how did we leave Jiminy Cricket out of this? Yeah.
Frozen. In general.
You just used the best example of a animal sidekick from a Disney movie. To explain another one, and we don't have that one in there.
Well, you know,
I'm
things
just,
happen.
He was too Raj good.
Is it because he's
too
not
good.
Human? Pinocchio wasn't a real
Pinocchio
boy?
Pinocchio's not human.
Wishes come true. He was a real boy.
Real boy.
At the end.
And Geppetto
Jimmy
is.
Jimmy Cricket leaves him.
He's also a donkey.
But he's
point.
Not Geppetto.
He's his own animal sidekick.
The cat is Geppetto's sidekick. What's the cat's name?
Gatto?
Nope.
In what?
The black and white cat in Pinocchio.
Loose? Oh, not in Pinocchio. Sorry.
No idea.
Yo,
Puss in Boots.
The cat and Alice in Wonderland.
Puss in Boots.
The rabbit.
They're not sidekicks to her.
The rabbit is.
Yeah.
All right, so I really feel like, oh, man,
Sven
I'm
and Baloo, guys.
Because I really like both of these characters. And
good.
And I'm having difficulty trying to differentiate which ones. I think Baloo's a better character. I'm going to say Baloo.
Figaro. Thank you. I was just.
Does.
Thank you.
Accuracy matter? No, because it's Disney. Because, I mean, reindeer can't talk in real life, guys. And bears can't either, but that bear talks a lot.
A lot.
That's going to be your argument?
I was asking. I didn't argue. I asked. There's a difference in asking and arguing. They will start with an A, but there's a difference in the English language, homie. Time, let's see what happens, bro.
To me, I don't want this shouldn't be a negative, but Baloo's almost too much of a character. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, he's not a sidekick. I know he is to Mowgli, but he's not. He's a dad.
Yep.
Like,
I got the argument right there from you. Sven,
that doesn't make
him
worse.
You want with you at all times.
Yes.
Because he's going to ride or die you and this and that. There's certain situations where you're like, hey, hang back, Baloo. Like, you're going to mess the situation up and we don't need you around. Of course, having a clumsy reindeer around sucks too.
You would you go ahead and just withdraw the fact that you just called Sven clumsy?
Okay. Then noble steed.
Clearly fleet of foot.
Yeah. Hoof. Okay, then my argument stands then. You would not ask Sven to hang back in any circumstance. You would ask Baloo to hang back because he might jack something up.
Yeah.
Baloo is like, what is Baloo going to mess up?
So many things.
Yeah.
Why?
I think he messes up a lot of stuff throughout the movie. You do need to watch
didn't
it.
Didn't they destroy an entire temple and like when they were trying to rescue
he also was
Mowgli? Didn't they like
so not paying attention that he got right. Mowgli kidnapped?
Right.
Well, that seems like being on Mowgli.
Hey, if I put on a skirt and start dancing in the woods, I get distracted too, though. You know what I'm saying?
But his role is protector. So it's on him. Or he's not good at his role and you have to withdraw all the protector stuff.
Like, so I think, right. And I think the whole he's more of a teacher than he is a sidekick is what true. Kind of, for me, knocks him out of yeah. this round.
Because Sven is not a teacher.
No.
Right.
He's a sidekick.
Sure. All right, Sven. That's my vote.
I'm voting Sven. John?
I'll go Sven.
Baloo.
Okay, great.
It hurts.
It hurts too much.
Sven is going to be in our championship.
None of these characters are going to call you guys and be like, why didn't you pick
and
me?
You don't know that.
I do
he
know
will
that.
Face the winner of this one, Mushu versus Maximus.
Oh.
Maximus, who we have really not talked about at all.
At all.
No, yeah, because honestly, I feel like Maximus
he's had
knocked out the
crappy
other
crappy matchups.
Whoa, 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 hold on, wait. What, no, what'd you say, Joel?
What was Maximus against last time? Should have lost.
What?
I didn't have an argument.
Miko?
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? What matchup has he been
never
in?
Never mind.
Then?
Sorry.
All right, we can't invite him back.
Just when you said it, but yeah.
All right, so this, like Matt, you were just saying, is that we have not really talked about him a whole lot because I don't think we need to because he's so good at a typical sidekick, right? Like, he's...
Yes.
Whose sidekick is he? I don't even know for sure.
Now,
right.
That, there's going to be my drawback, and that's what I'm going to talk about, is for the majority of the movie, he's not Flynn Rider's sidekick. He's his enemy. So
he's the hero's sidekick.
Well,
no, because he works for...
He's just a fun character in the movie.
The majority of the movie, you would say he's working for
the guards.
Palace guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think pretty quickly he's on...
I don't think so.
Team Rapunzel.
Oh, okay. Well...
Not on Team Flynn.
Right.
But he's on Team Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And him and Flynn are kind of at odds before they become BFFs.
So does it hinder him that he is a sidekick to multiple people that he sidekicks around? Is that a problem?
He can be a hero to everybody, I guess. That's a type.
He's versatile.
I mean, he has an ultimate loyalty. His ultimate loyalty is to apples.
It's true. But would the apples be his sidekick then? Is that how this works?
I don't know for sure.
Are we going to do top 16 Disney fruit sidekicks next? Because I don't think there are 16.
Probably not. Probably Maximus's apples just wins that one.
Yeah, probably
I don't know how much this helps in determining the timeline. I'm reading up on Maximus. He is determined to find and capture Flynn Rider, but this says once Maximus meets Rapunzel, his heart softens. So I think that's when he switches teams. Like as soon as he meets Rapunzel.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't tell you when that happens in the movie. So I was kind of serving this up for everybody else.
Which is whack because if you meet Rapunzel, you're going to be like, she's going to be taking all my mane and tail, right? So you don't want to.
I don't know. The scene in the Ugly Duck, in the Ugly Duckling, when he like barges in and is like sniffing the ground like a dog. And they're like, and he's like, wait, he's onto something. And he like finds the secret passage for them and points to it. Like,
it's so good.
It is really good. And then he and Flynn Rider are sword fighting. He's like, I have to admit, this is the strangest thing I've ever done.
I'm trying to find online if there's a breakdown of how much time of the movie he spends.
Good luck.
Like with Flynn Rider?
Yeah.
Because ultimately it's him and Flynn.
Right.
Right. Like, and Flynn says it. He's like, I feel like we've never really, like, we've
gotten to a point where we understand each other and they're looking at each other like, no, we're moving on, and just keep going like two good bros should.
If there was a sequel and they were together the whole time through the sequel, then that would, to me, make it seem as if the shift from him being with the Palace Guard, then to Rapunzel, then to Flynn Rider, how do we know there's not going to be somebody else that comes along and he changes his allegiances?
Maximus' greatest desire is to do what is right. So as long as you're right, I think he's good with you.
And if you're not, then he's going to say nay.
Oh.
Boo.
Yep. I
guess I'm voting for him now just because of that.
That would also make you a villain. So, like,
I don't know. I feel like Mushu is a better sidekick in that sense, that he's with Mulan the entire time.
Yeah. He's just kind of randomly assigned to her and then has to have her be successful or he gets in trouble. And so complains about it the whole way as he helps her kind of a little bit.
Right.
Okay, so he's less of a sidekick and more of a ward, or she's his ward.
Yes.
He's a guardian then at that point.
He's a guardian.
Okay.
I think that's actually specifically what he is, as a guardian.
I believe so, yes.
Well, then that's not much of a sidekick then, is it? It goes back to the Baloo thing where he's a teacher, he's a guide, he's, you know.
Yeah, he's just really bad at it. I think he's funny. I think he's really funny the whole movie.
Yes.
And he has, like, a couple moments where he helps a little bit. But I don't think he's, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like he's fully there to support her.
So, again, this is the best animal sidekick, not favorite animal sidekick, because I think at that point, this is a no-brainer, right? Like,
it's Mushu.
What?
If it was favorite, it would be Mushu for you?
Oh, yeah, I like Mushu way better.
Let's see, if it was favorite for me, it's Maximus, and I think he's the best.
Yeah, I definitely think favorite for sure would be Maximus for me. Mm. The best part is the hard part, just because, like you said, whose sidekick is he? But we didn't say the best Disney animal sidekick to one person.
It's
so he's proven
wordy.
He's versatile, and he can be a sidekick to multiple people. Therefore,
he was the most efficient of all the Palace Guards.
He's a five-tool player.
Palace Guards of Corona, relevant.
Well, at the end of the movie, he takes over leading the Palace Guard.
It's true.
And eliminates crime altogether.
That's a great sidekick move.
Like, so would you say that was his main goal?
Oh, my goodness. I liked that one.
Thank you. So, I'm still sticking with Maximus.
All right.
Done. Vote.
Joel, you want to vote for us first?
I'll go Maximus.
I literally just voted. And he's
We wanted, so like, me to say it.
Josh.
Can we acknowledge him less?
Maximus? I need to wait and see.
You
no. Yes, Maximus, right. Yes.
Edson?
Mushu.
John?
I'm going Mushu.
And I will close it out with Maximus.
Bingo bango.
Okay, so in our championship, we actually have the one seed versus the two seed.
Oh!
Nice.
How often does that happen?
I don't think it ever has happened before. A regular occurrence.
I want to know exactly how many times. Go back right now.
At least one.
Okay.
It happened when we did the
Burger
MCU
episode.
Fight scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It did. So
that was a fun one to do.
Yeah. So Sven versus Maximus. Sven is a forever bud. We know that they're like buds when they're little. We see them as children, like little baby reindeer and little baby Kristoff together.
Baby.
And then
Amy Grant?
Maximus, you kind of get to see him and Flynn's relationship develop. Like, it's not just there immediately. Maximus can fight with a sword.
Which is pretty good.
It's
that's not just pretty good. That's like, pretty.
It feels like it matters.
Yeah.
Sven has antlers.
Yes.
Like, those are legit.
Yes.
That apparently don't cover his entire body.
They do not.
Nope.
Just his head. Not quite.
I'm going to take Maximus in a race.
Hmm.
Because I mean, horses are
probably.
No, I think you're right.
Horses are meant to be ridden too. Right.
Like they don't measure cars in reindeer power.
Yeah.
Right. No, but they do measure sleighs.
So, what makes me mad at myself is I was like, "Oh, Sven's clumsy," and I'm like, "He would beat Maximus in a race." Like, I'm so flip floppy.
Also, I really appreciate the arc of growth between Flynn Rider and Maximus over the course of that movie.
Yes.
Versus Sven and Christoph. I mean, they're just pretty much just two goofy characters
steady.
The entire time. Yeah.
They are
confirmed horse wouldn't race.
Okay. Thank you for your research.
Quite handily.
All right.
Is that is that on the is that the same website that has the three hearts in a giraffe?
So what you're asking is
I mean, that website was Google. So whatever
website.
Factsforourpodcast.com.
That is amazing. That would be amazing.
We 100% need that domain.
Listen, we didn't do anything with the first one I bought, so we're not buying this one unless you guys want to pony up the cash.
That seems fair.
Or getting cheaper.
It would be fun, though, to just put whatever random facts we wanted to put on there.
That's true.
And Wikipedia already exists.
Joel with the brain power right there.
But they check it, and they wouldn't be allowed to check and edit your fact site.
It's true.
I really feel
that's a fact. You can put it on there.
It's true.
I really feel that Maximus is a better sidekick than Sven.
Why?
For the reasons that we've already mentioned,
he's
faster.
The character growth,
right? He's good at all those things. When really, so what makes Sven good is he's just so loving towards Christoph and everything, but he's kind of dumb and can muck stuff up.
But they have really an awkward, weird relationship,
right? Where like Maximus is just like a better all around, like actually trying to do good versus just being sweet.
Yeah,
sweet and dumb doesn't get you everywhere; just get you far.
Peace. I disagree. From personal experience, I've been sweet and dumb my whole life.
Oh, same. I got a sweet life. Sweet, dumb life. Tight.
Sweet and dumb was my nickname in high school.
I mean, I like Maximus more as a character because he's like just a giant dog, right? I mean,
he's a horse.
Well,
But he's also a dog. Somehow.
I've had greyhounds. Right. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right.
But. Wait, who did you say was
Maximus?
Okay, I thought you said Sven for some reason.
No, they're both both got some dog in them.
Right,
yeah,
it's for sure.
Like DMX,
interspecies rip breeding here.
Sven gonna give it to you. I don't know, man. It's overall, I do like Sven better. Nope, I do like Maximus better. I like Tangled better than Frozen. But I'm having a hard time.
It is a better movie.
It is a better movie. That's like, this isn't
hands
down question.
Yeah, we've already debated this.
We answered that like a year and a half ago.
And it's a fact.
I didn't listen to that.
Well, you haven't listened to any of them, have you?
I have, yeah.
Oh,
have.
Any of the ones you haven't been on?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm a nice guy.
Well, 1995 to present Disney movies.
Right.
Yeah, I remember.
That one. Yeah, it was a good one.
Tangled 1, right?
Tangled.
If I remember. Yeah.
Oh, tight.
In no small part due to Maximus.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I've been convinced this whole time. Like, I know I voted for Sven in a lot of things, but Maximus, like I mentioned, he's uptight.
Well, obviously you voted for Sven in a lot of things. That's why he's in the final.
Well, I mean, he could have voted against the whole time,
every
and we all voted
time.
For him.
Yeah.
That's how math
still
works.
Be in the final.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's five people here. That's how voting works.
In my country, it's no such thing.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I know it's hard concept to grasp.
Do you get five votes? Is that how this works? That'd be pretty cool.
I mean,
it's a yes or no question.
Don't
vilify
the white male any harder.
Welcome to the English language.
Yeah, it's tough for me. Sweet and dumb, remember?
I'm ready to vote.
I'm definitely ready to vote.
Me too.
I'll go Maximus.
Maximus for me.
Maximus for three.
Maximus.
Oh. Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
So you're saying Maximus
strong worst.
Won that and Tangled won your other thing? That's big.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that.
You might want to let them know and they might care.
Yeah. Like, one of our biggest movies ever was. Yeah.
Hey, right. Hey, you're a great movie.
You mean some people liked our movies.
Like,
cool.
Yeah, 385 million other people liked it too.
Yeah.
But officially, now you know. People like your movie.
But financially, people liked Frozen more, and it's not a better movie.
No,
correct.
No.
I used to get mad at it. I'd never seen Frozen. I got mad at how much people liked it and this and that. And, I mean, it's good enough, I guess. So I watch it and stuff. Yeah, you're right.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it's no Tangled.
Yeah.
But if I never saw it again, I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. But, like, can you imagine if you never got to encounter Flynn Rider ever again? And Maximus?
Oh, it actually.
And they are doing a sequel, right?
I've not heard that.
I believe they are.
Somehow I feel more confident in Frozen 3 than I do
Too Tangled, Too Furious.
Too Tangled,
Too Tangled, Too Furious.
I would go see that. I would go see that so many times, right. Disney.
Yeah, that's a good
And
one.
The tagline can only say, family. That's it. That's
it. Too Tangled, Too Furious. Tokyo Drift.
Yep. Yep. We epitomize the whole five idiots thing, don't we?
Yep. We just gotta, you know, you just lean in sometimes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So is that it? That's our champion?
That's our champion. It's Maximus.
Maximus.
So thank you for listening, everybody. We have determined that Maximus is the greatest Disney animal sidekick. He's the best one.
But maybe not the one who would win in a fight.
Probably not.
TBD.
Probably not.
And those kicks, horse kicks are nasty.
He also has a
they
sword.
They are. And, well, also sword
he's
fighting.
A sword fighter.
Right. Oh, he's going to get you either way.
All right. He's really going to do well in the fighting.
Does he just
thing,
come
too.
Equipped with a sword? Is that like he's starting equipment?
If you're letting Abu and the elephant switch back and forth, the same, you know, the
yeah,
other
yeah,
way,
yeah, yeah.
You got to let Maximus
okay.
have a sword.
I'm still taking Maximus in that fight.
Okay.
So.
Right. But I'm saying you got to let him have a sword.
You gotta catch him as
Pegasus flies and is a horse.
Yeah.
But no sword fighting skills.
Yeah.
Right.
So that matters.
But he does have wrestling skills.
Yeah.
So he has wrestled a demigod.
Right.
Yeah. And he's probably gonna win. All right, cool. Thank you everybody for listening.
Tune in next time when we listen to this exact same 16. Fight to the death.
Or a Christmas-themed episode. We're unsure this time.
Whatevs. Don't roll your eyes at me, Edson.
Can Abu go back and forth between monkey and elephant?
And said, we have to finish this
yeah,
first.
No, let's just vote the winner and move on and let's do the fight thing.